Here at the Ag Issues Forum, I am visiting with Danielle Nierenberg, and you're the founder of Food Tank. First of all, tell us a little bit about this operation that you have created, and as I understand it, has just grown fantastically.
Thank you. Food Tank is 2 years old. We're a research organization that really focuses on cultivating individuals, organizations, and original research and content to push for food system change. And we really want to create a community of safe, healthy, and nourished eaters.
So what or how would you describe how things have gone in your experience from the start?
Sure. I mean, again, we're 2 years old. It's been a wild ride. I don't think we expected to take off as quickly as we did. But we've had an amazing 2 years with more than 25 official partnerships, including with the United Nations Food and Agriculture Organization, the Global Forum on Agricultural Research, Oxfam America, and countless others who've really helped us get off the ground.
So I think here your topic message was on the issue of the role of food in social justice. Can you talk about that subject? What does that mean to you?
Well, social justice in the food system means a lot of things. On the gender side, it means that women are unfortunately not getting the same access to resources as male farmers. Women make up about half of the world's agricultural labor, and yet they don't have access to land, credit, financial, and banking services. And if they did, we could lift 100 to 150 million people out of hunger. On the labor side, we've tended to ignore food laborers and food workers. There are more than 10 million restaurant workers in this country who are making about $2.13 per hour. And we don't recognize the contributions they make to food safety, service, and all the other things they do for us. And then you have the issue of farm laborers, the people working in the fields. Often they're undocumented, they're abused, there's a lot of sexual harassment in the fields. So really trying to make sure that these groups of people get the respect and recognition and pay that they deserve.
There was a comment that you made that I think was tweeted, and it looked to me like it resonated because of retweets and things like that, but it was something along the lines of agriculture has been good at filling people but not nourishing them, and this must change. I'm not sure I understand what you mean by that.
Sure. So a lot of the investment, whether it's international investment or domestic investment in agriculture, has been on starchy staple crops or commodity crops, things like wheat, rice, soybeans, maize. Obviously, those are, sort of the basis of food production all over the world. Yet, while these things have a lot of calories and they fill people up, they don't provide a lot in the way of nutrients or micronutrients. So what it has led to is a sort of a weird paradox where we have nearly a billion people who are malnourished and then 1.9 billion people who are obese. And again, we're not focusing on the nutrient side of the equation. And if the more we can do that, the less problems we'll have with both malnutrition and overweight and obesity.
Now, because we talk to a lot of farmers of all kinds, conventional to you name it, and just thinking of them and what they're doing and the crops they're producing, whether it's, like you said, corn, soybean, but here we had on a panel earlier a farmer who's mainly growing like lettuce and vegetables, and so we've had kind of an interesting mix here at this. I even asked one of them, I said, so what do you think about this concept? And I think in part, he said, look, I'm growing a very nutritious product, and where it goes and what happens with it then is kind of, more in the food processing side, for example, and what that gets made into and where it's served. And so what you're kind of suggesting there seems like it would be a real complex issue to try to resolve.
I'm not even talking about the processing part. I'm talking about producing actual grains, for example, millet and sorghum, or more fruits and vegetables, sweet potatoes, that have, it without even any processing at all, are very nutrient dense. So, I think there's a lot in terms of diversity that we can add to the food system that doesn't exist right now.
Okay. Before we close here, because I know time's limited, anything else you'd like people to know about what you're doing? Maybe just thinking ahead future plans at this point?
One of the most exciting things that we're working right now on is the idea of democratizing innovation and figuring out how innovation spreads from farmer to farmer and from community to community, how innovations are replicated, how they're scaled out, not necessarily scaled up, and what that means, and figuring out more sharing opportunities and collaborative opportunities among farmers and academics and research organizations and companies, I think is really important. And I love, you know, your readers' comments, if they can email me at danielle@foodtank.com.
Right. Yes, I even, actually I should ask, I asked through my Twitter account, what would you ask Danielle if you could, you know? One of them I will throw out there is, what should the future of land-grant universities, you know, be in terms of, like, curriculum, I guess, is what he meant, and in terms of the things you're talking about.
Yeah, I mean, land-grant universities used to be where everyone learned about agriculture, yeah. Right? And that's sort of diminished, and you don't learn I think people go in and they learn a lot from companies, and they mm-hmm. don't learn from people who are really involved in the nitty-gritty of agriculture. What I'd like to see land-grant universities doing more of is really talking about the business, you know, helping farmers, small and large, figure out their business plans, figure out how to promote themselves in terms of marketing. As we discussed at the Bayer conference, social media is such a huge part of how things are marketed. And so really learning things that, you know, might not just be about agriculture, the skills and practices, but sort of these other things that really encompass what they do.
Well, thank you so much, Danielle, for visiting with me here. This is the 10th annual Bayer Ag Issues Forum, and I'm Chuck Zimmerman reporting.